If you were saying Des Moines, we know you're from Nebraska, but we'll take all the listeners we can get. Here's more of Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
So we were talking about this story where they thought there was a break-in going on. And was it a house or a business?
It was a business.
Business, right?
And there was such a commotion that you know, a lot of police responded to it, and they were trying to coax, you know, come out with your hands up. We've got you surrounded. And they found it to be 12 raccoons in a real big fight.
Mm-hmm.
Just a big brouhaha.
They were all wearing their burglar's mask.
Oh, darn it.
Okay, so we were just curious. So what was the noise, maybe, you know, at the house that you thought was, you know, one thing going on? Freaked you out, scared you, got you calling the police, whatever. And as it turned out, wasn't so scary after all. What was it in reality? 280-1025. All right, this is Julie on the phone from Jefferson. All right, Julie, what happened?
Okay, so this was like 20-some years ago.
Mm-hmm.
My husband worked at night, and he was not supposed to get off until like 5 or 6 in the morning. Mm-hmm. Actually, I think he got off at like 6, so he'd get home at like 7 o'clock in the morning.
Got it.
It's 2 a.m., and I wake up, one of those big, I think I heard something, so I wake up. I looked outside our bedroom window, and there's a flashlight outside the bedroom window. There is somebody out there.
Sure.
That's scary.
Oh, yeah, very scary. And my son, he was laughing, because he was like 3 at the time. And so I am terrified. There is somebody outside our bedroom window. We lived next door to a gas station that was constantly getting held up. So, I mean, I'm scared. I was living in Texas at the time. I'm terrified. I'm home alone. I get up. I grab my husband's rifle. Grab his 22. It's not even loaded. I'm that scared.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Grab his rifle. Start going through the house. And we live in this apartment that's like a shotgun apartment. It's just one straight line of rooms. So I go, you know, I'm creeping through. I go creeping out our bedroom and through the kitchen and down the hallway and into my son's room. And his room was just this big open room that had been a dining room. And it has these big pocket doors that lead into the living room.
You sound like you're Elmer Fudd hunting
rabbits. Right? So I creep along. And my son is sitting up in bed rocking. So I'm now really irritated because he's even awake and he's sitting up in bed and rocking and he's irritated. So he's awake. So now I'm really, oh my God. And I get about halfway across his room and to those pocket doors and I see a hand reach through the door.
Uh-huh.
Ooh. Just the fingers reach through the door.
Yeah.
And the door starts to slide open. It's like a bad horror movie in slow motion. The door starts to slide open. I'm standing there holding a shotgun, just absolutely terrified. I'm shaking like crazy. I don't know what I was going to do with this gun. I don't know, like beat the guy to death with it.
Uh-huh.
The door starts to slide back. And my husband peeks his head around the door and goes, oh, did I wake you? And I'm like, oh, my God, what are we going to do? Pee on the floor right now? With his head?
I mean,
he was like,
he's lucky he didn't get shot.
I was just in the bathroom beside the house.
I
was like, I'm going to kill you.
That could have went a lot worse. That's true.
Oh, my God.
Hey, yeah, you have a great day, Julie. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Take care. Andrea now in West Des Moines. All right, what happened, Andrea?
So I was running on the High Trestle Trail and about 6 miles in, I start hearing this sort of weird, I don't know, swooshing sound on the side. And at the time, they had talked about a wild cat being out there, maybe, that people had been seeing it. So I would stop running, the sound would stop, and I'm like, oh my God, this thing is stalking me. And then I'm thinking, okay, they're nocturnal, so maybe it's not. I kept looking up in the trees, but every time I would stop running, the sound would stop.
Uh-huh.
And I ran 2 more miles, and at about 8 miles, I figured out that I had begun to sweat, and my running shorts were swooshing and making this sound.
Yeah.
I like the whole thought process, though, too. Like, the cat is nocturnal, therefore it must be asleep. It's daytime.
Yeah, so I'm searching in the trees. Yeah, it was me all along. That's awesome.
That's great, Andrea. Thank you. You have a great day.
Yeah, let's
Bye-bye.
Go.
From Adele to Zeering and all the letters in between, except for UX. Pointless letter. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.